I thought today's practice, I thought we competed. And that's really the challenge for this football team on a day in and day out basis, on a down in and down out basis, to challenge. I thought offensively, I thought we did some really good things today. I thought they competed, they made some plays when they had the opportunity, and really at the end of the day, that's what this game's all about. I thought we had a really good 9-on-7 session early in practice, a good tough physical session, and that's what we got to be able to be.
Yesterday you mentioned the drops yesterday. It seems like today also may have been an issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was better today than it was yesterday. It's going to be a continual process, and really at the end of the day, what it comes down to is concentration. Focus in on the football, make the plays when you get the opportunity, and that's what players in the National Football League do.
How do you change out here with fans? Do you hold back anything, or do you kind of tailor the practice to them a little bit at least? Or?
Well, we go over there on that field, so we're closer so they can see. But other than that, I mean, we're practicing football, and our main goal is to get ourselves ready for the opening game of the season. So, we're going to do what we do. We're going to practice the way that we practice. And I'm glad we got the fans out here. I think we got the best fans in the National Football League, and I'm glad they get an opportunity to come out and watch us practice.
How much has Pryor's passing improved to when you first got here?
Yeah, I think it's gotten better. I think he's continued to get better. He's worked extremely hard at it, and anytime you get a talented player that works extremely hard, he's going to get better. We're doing some things with him to try to take advantage of his talents, and I think he's responding to that. So he's going to continue to work. You know, he's competing. You know, the guy's a competitor, so he's trying to do everything he can to help this team.
Any chance with him if at the end of this camp or at some point this year you aren't happy with where he's at, that you'll ask him to play another?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to worry about that right now. Our focus is trying to train him as a quarterback. And that's what we're working on right now. And we're not going to really look too far into the future, on anything as far as that's concerned.
Two plays into the first team session, the running back is taken down to the ground and there's a scuffle.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's
old school coaches. Listen, sometimes think it's a good thing that it happens. Say, please don't.
It's football. Okay, it's football. At the end of the day, we got to understand that we can't hurt our team. We need everybody out there. But you have to practice football. You have to practice it tough. You have to practice it physical. And you're never going to be able to run the ball, if you don't come off the ball and try to knock the heck out of people. So that's what we did. First day of practice, you get pads on. Everybody's a little jacked up, and it got a little feisty in there. But that's all right.
Steve Wisniewski, when he was here, said he used to. He and Greg Beaker would stage things to get fired up, get start pushing on each other on purpose. Does that kind of thing get people fired up?
Yeah, I mean, a competitor. At the end of the day, guys are competing. They want to win, and so I think that's not a bad thing. What we do have to understand is. All the stuff after the play at the end of the day hurts our football team. And we got to stay away from that, make sure we don't hurt our football team, but be as competitive as we can be from snap to whistle.
Coach Pryor is the only familiar face at quarterback. What are the specific things these guys do to develop chemistry and timing and rhythm and that kind of thing?
Well, I just think the more that you hang around with each other, the more you get a feel for each other. They do a great job in the meeting room. They talk football with each other. They're trying to help each other out, because at the end of the day, it's not about an individual. It's about a team, and what can we do to help this football team win? And so I think everybody's pulling the same, pulling the rope in the same direction as far as that's concerned.
How has Streeter's game evolved since last year?
I think he's a little more confident. I think he's got a little bit better understanding of how the NFL game is played. He's playing a little bit more physical, and that's one of the qualities that we like about him. He's improved his route running. And again, like I talked about before, I mean, you got a guy that's got some talent. The guy works extremely hard. He's going to continue to get better.
Tight end last year was it looked like early in training camp that could maybe evolve into a platoon thing. And then it's turned out Brandon Myers played all the time, got more snaps than I think almost anybody on offense, caught 79 balls. Again, you see a lot of tight ends doing a lot of things right now. Are you looking for somebody to step up and be the guy, or can you do a platoon situation?
Well, absolutely, we're looking for somebody to step up. You know, and that's what training camp's all about. We want somebody to step up, say that I'm the man, and this is my job. And we're going to let the competition dictate that. So we're going to give everybody an opportunity, at least early in camp, to prove that they're worthy of that title, of being the guy. And so those guys are working hard, and they've done some nice things and made some nice plays.
Any first impressions of the punter competition? Anything you've seen?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the more you watch it, Marquette King's got an outstanding leg. He's got to work on his consistency. You know, I think if you had a punt, pass, and kick competition, you know, he'd probably win it on just, you know, being able to kick it the furthest. But the consistency is something that he's got to continue to work on. I think that's where, you know, Chris Cluey's a little bit ahead of him as far as that's concerned.
Do you think some of these drops that we talked about earlier, do you think that they're going to work themselves out over the course of time with guys getting back in rhythm, or do you need to maybe emphasize the mental aspect of it?
Well, you got to emphasize the mental aspect, but they have to get better. You know, I mean, we don't have a choice.
Right.
If we set our mind to it and we concentrate and we focus, we got the mental discipline and toughness to get it done, we'll get it done.
What's the status of McGuffey? Is he all right?
Yeah, he was injured. I think he really got injured day one of practice, but I anticipate, you know, hopefully he's going to be back out here soon.